Marine Corporal Cheyenne Alvarez with your Inside Iwakuni Radio News for this spooky Thursday, October 31st. Approximately one quarter of all candy sold annually in the United States is purchased for Halloween. And even in Japan, the candy-coated tradition is carried on by American service members. Lance Corporal Lena Dragoy donned her scariest costume and went to see how Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni Headquarters and Headquarters Squadron raises Halloween spirit from the dead.
Marines and sailors with Headquarters and Headquarters Squadron welcomed ghosts and goblins of all ages to their haunted hallway on Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni. This frightful function is designed to bring the community together to trick-or-treat, explore mysterious labyrinths, and vote for the section with the spookiest door. Sarah Light, a family readiness assistant for the squadron, says celebrating the holidays together helps service members and their families feel at home.
I think it's just great to bring all the families together and build relationships and just help build part of this community. Being overseas, we just don't have our family members close. You know, they're all the way across the world, and to come spend events like this together just helps you kind of, you know, these people do become your family.
This is the second time H&HS has held the haunted hallway for residents. The hair-raising fun concluded with a costume contest awarding the winning children and adults with gift cards to the Marine Corps Exchange. Reporting from Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni, Japan, I'm Lance Corporal Lennon Drigoy.
CNN reports more than 172 million Americans will celebrate Halloween this year, with 69% of participants planning to hand out candy.
Power 1575.
Sports Briefs.
Get your team ready for the Iwakuni Friendship Relay Marathon December 1st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Teams of 5 to 15 runners will run a 1.4-kilometer course for 4 hours, and the team with the most laps will win prizes. Register at either Ironworks Gym locations or the Lotus Cultural Center today. That's all for this edition of your Inside Iwakuni Radio News. Check out AFN Iwakuni on Facebook and Instagram. Tune in to hear us on AFN 360 or watch AFN TV for more news from around Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni.